Is the media corrupt? What's wrong with that question? Yes, as I would say, yes, the media are corrupt, or is corrupt, feels better, doesn't it? Because all of human nature and being and civilization is corrupt. And they are part of what's going on in the world. We are taught that nothing is not affected by sin, going back to my previous question that I had. That's not to say there isn't good in the media, and we need to remember that as well. But as with every area of life, there are things that are often twisted. Take the news, for example. It can get things muddled, sometimes by mistake, sometimes we fear. Those of us who are into all sorts of conspiracy theories would think it's for other reasons. They might willfully change things for their own aims and so on. They have a different worldview, certainly, than a biblical worldview. They're not trying to uphold God's standards. And so we are bound to get a mixed message from them. God, in his wonderful common grace, often overrules, and we can learn really important things from the media, can't we? And we should do that. But though they might report some real factual truths, we have to remember that they're going to be coming from an angle which isn't necessarily helpful. When it comes to, perhaps different from the reporting side of things, which have enough problems in themselves, to more general entertainment media, then I think we really do need lots of discernment in our day and age. There are things that even our parents or grandparents would have thought were just absolutely unthought of, that we now just accept as normal. And the downgrade has been immense away from what God's word says is acceptable. And as Christians, we're challenged, I hope, by those verses in Philippians chapter 4. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about these things. Let these things fill your mind. If we really had that verse above our television sets, could we watch anything above the books that we read? I mean, how many books people would lend us? Pastor and his wife would lend us a book and say, I'm afraid there's a few bits you might want to skip over. It's a shame, isn't it? But that is generally what the state of our media is. So it is hard. We need to be discerning. We can't write it all off. We need to know what people are being exposed to in the world. But perhaps we should be much quicker than we maybe are to say, no, I just don't want to fill my mind with that. I don't want that to be part of what I'm using to entertain me. But I'm not here to give rules, say this film is right, that one isn't, or anything like that. You've got to